Voices that inspire the extended interview.
My name is Jean Pepe. I am the coordinator for K-12 reading for curriculum and instruction here in Leon County Schools.
So what does it mean to be the coordinator of reading instruction? What does it entail?
It entails really looking at what we're doing both for instruction, the pedagogy of reading and literacy within classrooms, the teaching portion of it, as well as what tools that we can purchase, look for, to put in the hands of our teachers so that we make it a little bit easier. Teaching is hard. Teaching reading is even harder. So my role really is to take the research that's out there, make it accessible to teachers, and then provide them the resources that they need to do that hard job of teaching.
So when we think of learning to read, you know, obviously those early years are critical, setting the platform, your preschool into, you know, early elementary. Then it sort of changes, and we're really looking to make sure children are reading for meaning. So, because that's fundamental of what reading is, it's getting information. So how does that work then for you in making sure, like, I mean, and I know I've got so many questions and they're all rolling into one, but, you know, that thought process of helping children be successful early on so that they can then be successful in all the subjects as they move through school.
The beginning portion of building literacy skills is vital. And we know, educators know, that the research is very clear. Building strong literacy skills leads to better outcomes, whether it's high school graduation, success in post-secondary, success in the workforce and economics. So really, teaching reading is a moral imperative from my vantage point and an equity issue. And so we start, my role again begins in kindergarten. We have a wonderful early childhood program. And so our role is to take what they're doing and build upon it with those early foundational literacy skills so that when we move into those upper grade levels, it's not that the students are trying to use their cognitive load to decode words. They're really getting into the rich discussions of text, and they're really cultivating those deep discussions and those critical thinking skills that come from good discussion of text. My grandmother was an educator. I have on her wall, that's now on my wall, a copy of her diploma from the normal school in North Dakota in 1925. And we know the normal schools were the precursors to what we know as colleges of education. And she was one of my early teachers. She taught me that these weird symbols that we created were called letters, and they had sounds associated with them. And you can put those sounds and letters together to make words and then sentences. And you can communicate in written text that way. And you can get into these wonderful worlds by reading. And some of my great memories I have are about sitting on the floor of our little kitchen area that we had, reading books while my mother was cooking, and she would ask me questions every now and then about what I was reading. And so reading for me was not just about the act itself, but was also about making connections and community with others. And that's what we do when we are working with our students. We know that listening, speaking, reading, and writing is not just about the acts themselves. It's about how we start building community with each other. It's about understanding that I can see myself in other places beyond my own space, but then I can also build empathy and understand that there's other people out there that have very different perspectives than I do. And when we as young people and the adults who are teaching them this, they learn perspective and they learn empathy and they learn those critical thinking skills, all of that builds through into their adulthood. So it does help build community.
Absolutely. Literacy is a foundational skill or building block of community. I mean, if you don't have that, it's a challenge, as we know. Well, Jean, you answered a couple of my questions that I had in mind, which was your first experiences with reading, and you just nailed it. So knowing, I mean, how long have you been in your current position as, you know, overseeing K through 12 literacy instruction? And
I have been in my current position, I believe this is going on my fifth year now.
So you came into it just as the pandemic was hitting.
My first year really in this role was about when we were shutting down for the pandemic, which really turned everything that we were doing in an educational system and literacy and teaching and learning just flipped it on its head multiple times. And we continue to feel the effects of that. Especially in literacy, our younger students, they're in third and fourth grade now that were really affected by that pandemic. And so we have had to put in place, whether it's extra learning opportunities, more mentoring, after-school opportunities, to really target some lost instructional time with building literacy skills.
It's hard to put a little person in front of a screen and think they're going to get the same experience that they're going to get in a classroom. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having more than a year of classroom instruction taken away from those children and all that goes with it, because it's not just the instruction. It's also the socialization that goes on and getting to know other adults who become teachers to you, not just your parents, all of those social emotional skills that go into being a part of a system.
Yes. I am in my role, current role, I am very fortunate that I get to visit many classrooms across our district. And there is, when you walk into a classroom, I believe effective, impactful teachers kind of work within this somewhat ill-defined, nebulous space between science and pedagogy of teaching and art and magic, where that effective teacher, that impactful teacher, knows the right question to ask at the right time, knows when to step in and when to back away and allow the productive struggle, and knows exactly the right amount of corrective feedback to give to let the student soar. And watching that dynamic between teacher and student is very powerful and magical.
It is. And seeing the light bulb go on for a child to see that they are understanding and they're getting it and they're learning and they're excited that they're learning.
Oh, yes.
It's pretty powerful stuff. So where do things stand now? We've been back in the classroom and you're mentioning that you're doing a lot of work to help children who got caught in the pandemic, and it was probably hard on their being able to learn what they needed to learn. So that's a lot of effort to make up that time lost. And there's differences, I'm sure, between the schools. Kids who had more resources had more opportunities, parents who more opportunity to help their child than some of our more at-risk families. How do we navigate that? How do you, in a school district, navigate that?
Well, it is a challenge to navigate the various needs of the different pockets of populations that we have in our district. I think we're very fortunate in Leon County to have a very supportive community of our schools. We have an opportunity to really cultivate and work with wonderful partners, because a school system can't do it by themselves. It really takes a community to support our students. That's why we really enjoy our mentor programs and our volunteers and our partnerships with our colleges and universities to come and support and come into the building and support what's going on. When students, especially the youngsters, but even the older students, when they see folks come in from the community to, whether it's reading with them, whether it's listening to read, whether it's just talking to them about what they're reading about or what they're doing in their day, when students see that people come from the community, they understand that what they're doing inside that building is important. It's not just important for them. It's important to the community at large, right? And so it's being intentional with looking at our data of where our students are, being very strategic with our resources, meeting students where they are with their skills. It's also supporting our teachers with their own professional development with reading. Again, we know we are very fortunate to have great partnerships, again, with our universities. I always talk with them about take that research that's out there from the towers of academia and let's operationalize it. What does that mean? What does it look like to take this and put it into a classroom practice? And they really help us do that here in Leon County Schools. It will never be one thing. There is not a magic silver bullet when it comes to building literacy and strong literacy skills for students and overcoming a lot of the obstacles that are there. How do we encourage our parents to come on board with us and our guardians to come on board with us, and bringing and educating them of how to be helpful to their students, their children at their homes? Simple things that they can do just throughout the day when they're very, very busy. Some of them are working multiple jobs. What are the little things or conversations that you can have? Because, again, literacy is about listening, speaking, reading, and writing. It's not just about reading a book. It's also about writing, communicating, writing a grocery list, communicating with your spoken language back and forth with each other. So, again, when we cultivate, when we build, when we facilitate those strong literacy skills, we know as educators that we are creating possibility pathways for our young people. And that is exciting. It's possibility pathways that sometimes the students in the here and now don't know that they have yet, but our job is to prepare them to go follow that path or whichever path they choose and know that they'll be ready for it when it comes.
So how are our teachers doing? You hear a lot about teachers. You hear a lot about them feeling exhausted and overworked and underappreciated and mandated and all of these things. So you're working with them every day and you're an educator. How do we do a better job as a society to support our teachers?
I believe we do a better job of supporting our teachers by, again, putting it out in the discussions, whether it's the political level, of the media level, whatever it is, about how vital this profession is, and really looking at it and understanding that it is a profession. It is on par, some would argue even more important than your medical professionals or your legal professionals, because teachers in the education field are the ones that created all those others. So again, I think it's about putting it back in the space of viewing it as a profession, treating the personnel as professionals. And with that, also, there's a high standard of accountability for our professionals. And our teachers that understand that are okay with that. So I think that's part of it.
I think that's a great answer. So what keeps you going in this world, Jean? What keeps you motivated and inspired to do this work?
I am inspired every day by my own children. I have twin daughters who are 17, soon to be 18, and help us all soon to be out in the world. I am inspired by them and their journey. I am also inspired by getting into classrooms where I see the work being done and the students excited and engaged with the learning process, and everything almost they do in the education, in their education travel from early childhood to high school and post-secondary, if they choose to go that route. Everything builds upon access to text, most likely. And so I am excited when I walk into a kindergarten and a first grade classroom, and we are understanding letters and sounds, and we're putting words together. One of the most exciting things that happen in a kindergarten and first grade classroom is when a student, a young person, reads their first decodable story. And you look and that child is almost walking on air. So excited. And that's just the building block of them being able to access so much within their own world, but in the spaces of others and the imagination. And then when we can do that in our younger grades, again, what they can do if they we know how important it is to do it at such younger grades, because we transition to very complicated text and complicated thinking when we get into those upper grades. But when we walk into those high school classrooms and they are really grappling with a text, whether it's you know, Shakespeare, whether it's a classic or whether it's something more modern, and they're really grappling with why did the author choose to have that character act that way. You can walk into some of our classrooms and our community would be amazed at some of the conversations that our young people have with regards to their texts that they're tackling with, and all corners of our community, north and south. And that is exciting, and that's what keeps me wanting to do this job. I know that I am closer to the end of my career than where I certainly started, and I have many things I still have in my brain that I want to see happening in terms of literacy before I decide to say I'm retiring. I'm not sure that that's going to happen yet. So
glad to hear it. Sounds like you're an amazing person to have on the team of all of our children in our schools. So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
Well, Jean, is there anything else you would want someone to know about Leon County Schools or education in general, the state of our children? Should we be confident that this next generation of kids are going to be able to meet the demands of whatever comes their way? Because who knows what they face?
Who knows what comes their way? But I have faith. Hope is not a strategy, but it's a wonderful thing to have, in your soul. And I do have that this generation and the generation that comes after is going to be prepared to tackle many things in our communities. And again, I go to many different districts and I talk to many people. And what we have going on in our Leon County Public Schools rivals anything else I see. So if there's anything, if the community wants to volunteer at a school, if they want to help put together packets for students to take home to work with literacy skills, they just need to contact Leon County Schools. There's always a place to support us.
Terrific.
My name is Jean Pepe. I'm the coordinator for reading curriculum and instruction here in Leon County Schools. I would encourage everyone to find their favorite book and reread it again. There's always something new and exciting to find sometimes in the old.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you.